This is Mark Dunley. We're talking in our second segment today with Mark Speedy, who is co-chair of Troy DSA. In the first segment, we talked about the candidates that DSA is backing in the, particularly the city of Troy, Marquita Edwards for city council, Kiana Conley-Wilson, and D. Colin Charleston, and also DSA Troy. I mentioned they are supporting Alex Flood for county legislature from the Scodak district. In this segment, we want to get a little bit more into what's going on, you know, sort of politically in the city of Troy, and then hear what some of DSA's, you know, issue campaigns are about. So to quickly sort of set the background, you know, Troy is very interesting because it's perhaps the only real city in New York State where there's actually a both a competitive Democrat and a Republican party in terms of elections in the city of Troy. Frankly, has resulted in a lot of shenanigans over the years and various political party operatives, you know, being sentenced for various, you know, election fraud activities. But it seems like in this election, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats have certainly fought at the city council level over things like designating Troy as a sanctuary for immigrants. But, you know, more recently, the push by some of the county legislators like Cindy Dorn and Peter Grimm to, you know, support the Black Lives Matter movement at the county legislature resulted in them basically being ostracized by the mainstream party. And so you had the Democrat, sort of the traditional conservative Democrats, you have the progressive wing, which, you know, certainly, you know, DSA would be part of, and you have the Working Families Party, you know, has been around for a while, and frankly, unfortunately, have been infiltrated on New York State election laws by the Republicans. And now the Democrats have, you know, created this Troy Strong Party, somewhat as a more conservative, I guess, alternative to the Working Families Party. And so you have these a number of the Democratic candidates in various parties and various lines, in some cases having a three-way race. So that's sort of a complicated but very quick overview introduction. Where does Troy DSA sort of fit into, you know, how are you trying to shape the politics of the city of Troy? And how would you explain, you know, what's going on in the Democrats in the city of Troy, you know, to somebody you would talk to on the doors while campaigning?
Yeah, I mean, so I think the most important thing about Troy DSA is that we're a grassroots organization, right? We are a community, we are neighbors, we are people who are on the ground and volunteering for these candidates. You know, so we are trying to build that people power to, you know, talk to as many of our neighbors as possible, figure out what issues are actually important to them, and, you know, be able to, you know, formulate real policies that help people. And I think that the Democratic Party has been doing a lot of work to try and stay the same, to try and maintain their just slightly left of center viewpoints and policies. And I think that it takes a grassroots organization like this and grassroots campaigns like the ones we've endorsed to stand up for that, to, you know, remind the city council that it's that this is what the people actually want, you know, that when we work together, the issues that we actually want to support when we're paying attention are left of where they stand.
Now, it seems pretty clear that DSA and sort of the, if you say the main or the more traditional, older, you know, Democratic Party win in the city of Troy, which to me, you know, is behind the Troy Strong Party. You know, what are some of the key issues that, I don't know, people fracture over, disagree over?
I think Black Lives Matter is one of the big ones. You know, I think that people are scared of police reform because they don't understand it. And because that there's this weird sort of nationalism that surrounds the police force, right? There are some people who are very passionate about supporting our police department. And I think that our city council members are afraid of angering those people. Unfortunately, those people are not the ones who are actually impacted by police violence, generally speaking. It is the minorities, it is the working class, poor residents of Troy who are actually affected by it. And those are the people who we are trying to organize and get to turn out to vote, because you know they are the ones who are really affected by this.
Now, we've been talking about electoral politics, which DSA has been, you know, quite successful, particularly in New York City in recent years. But you also are an activist organization. So clearly the Black Lives Matter movement, criminal justice reform is on your agenda. But what sort of like Detroit DSA, you know, issue campaigns that you're moving forward with?
Yeah, so there's a few. So first of all, we are proponents of the Defund Troy PD movement. So we have a website up, defundtroypd.org, with a petition that you can sign. Essentially, we really want to push our city to reallocate funds from our police department into other more useful aspects of our system. So that means, you know, social workers, mental health emergency responders that we've seen can be very effective in other cities, as well as, you know, restorative justice, nonviolent interventions, and things like that. We also have something on that same website called the People's Reporting Project. So you may be aware that the Troy Police Department has been very tight-fisted about releasing any of its disciplinary records and reports about police misconduct. Because we can no longer trust the Troy PD to police themselves, the People's Reporting Project is essentially a way for us to do that. It is an open forum where anyone can report a police misconduct that they have experienced or witnessed, that we can have a real record of, that we can use to either, you know, work with other organizations to form lawsuits or just make public to, you know, call out the injustices that we have.
Now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to turn to another one of the issue campaigns that we have. If you want to talk about this more, we can. All right. So the one of the other issue campaigns that we're working on right now is for housing. So we've been working a lot with the Taylor 1 and 2 Apartments Tenants Union, essentially making sure that they are represented in the decisions that those apartment buildings are going through. So there's been talk of Taylor Apartments demolishing and building new buildings and things like that. We just want to make sure that those tenants are fairly represented, that they know their rights, and that they have the ability to collectively bargain and make sure they're not getting ripped off or evicted illegally or anything like that.
So we have a little bit over a minute left. I mean, one other big issue I know, and I assume DSA has been involved with this, has not only been immigrant rights, but also the relationship between the Rensselaer County Sheriff and the ICE. And basically, Rensselaer County was only, I guess, the only county in New York to accept this particular thing. Has that been something that DSA wants? And we'll also finish with this. And people want more information and get involved with DSA, how best do they do that?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. So we actually are supporting the cutting the ICE contract, the severe injustices that have been happening there. I don't know if some people might not be aware, but there was a migrant, an undocumented immigrant, who was detained by ICE and abused in jail for several days. There hasn't been any justice or talk of disciplinary actions for any of the people involved. So we are staging a protest coming up on Friday, October 15th. You can check out all the details for that on Facebook. The event is called Cut the ICE Contract, Free Them All. And we're working with a number of other organizations on that.
And Troy DSA, get a website, Facebook page?
Troy DSA, yeah, you can find us on Facebook, on all social media as Troy DSA. Our website is troydsa.org.
Mark Speedy, co-chair of Troy DSA, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.